Big news from Mandy and Akmal. All home appliances on sale at Domain West Gosford's half-yearly sale. If we sell out, you miss out. Exciting? You bet. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Oh, welcome to Friday. How good is it?
Yeah, thanks for welcoming me to Friday.
Oh, that's okay. Welcome you, and welcome everybody else.
So, I didn't know you owned Friday, but thank you.
I took out a patent.
Yeah, no, it's nice.
Actually, it's...
If you're going to take a patent, this is the day.
This is the day.
I took out Wednesday thinking, and it's not a popular day now, but, you know, in 20 years, boy, was I wrong. That was a terrible...
Actually, it's Poets Day. Piss off early. Tomorrow's Saturday.
That's almost a poem.
There you go. You know. It's an acrostic poem.
Mm.
There you go.
Yeah. There was a man from Nantucket.
No.
Come on. Hey.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. A legend of Parramatta.
Sterling runs behind the wall.
18 tests for Australia under his belt.
Sterling stepping up the middle.
A powerhouse at State of Origin.
Sterling ducks under. He'll score under the paint.
And in 2018, he's part of 2GO's footy call team. Peter Sterling. Now with Mandy and Akmal, this is Sterlo Selections.
I reckon Sterlo, is part of our show just so you can listen to that.
To that intro. Hello, Sterlo.
Hello, Sterlo.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, could you play it louder from now on, please?
Yeah, we'll send you a copy.
We'll just stick it on repeat and play it all day for you, Sterlo.
Yeah, it'll be.
You don't need to send me a copy. I already taped it and got it.
on the cassette player.
I think you wrote it. But
no, would have gone longer if I'd have written it.
I'm sure. we had to edit it. But look, they say that fortune favours the brave, and Sterlo took a punt because he owed me $80.
Yeah, last week I think Akmal said double or nothing, and you went, sure, I'll take you on.
But he took. Yeah. But not only that, he backed
the
mighty Eels, and that's a brave thing to do these days.
And you weren't very confident at the time either, Sterlo.
They were mighty last week, guys, and the Blue and Gulls might be just starting a run. They might. That's one in a row, and that's just about our biggest run so far this year.
Mate, I reckon they did it for you so you don't... You're not $160 out of pocket. I reckon they cared about you that much.
I'm sure. Mate, the home plane was back. What can I say?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hey, but I have noticed, though, Sterlo, that every time you bet for the Eels against Akmal, you win.
That's right. Yeah,
I have noticed.
So there's something going on here. Maybe we are the good luck charm. Hey, but I did want to ask you, I was reminiscing with a friend the other day, because I come from Adelaide. The Adelaide Rams was this weird NRL team that I think it was around the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to the Rams, and what happened there with all the players and stuff?
Yeah, look, they went elsewhere.
They just went elsewhere?
Up, yeah.
It folded up fairly quickly.
You know,
we've tried a couple of plays. We obviously had the Perth, the Western Reds in at one stage well. This was all around the Super League time.
Oh, yeah.
And look, you know, I think I know there's a push to go back to Perth. I haven't heard Adelaide mentioned. Although I think Adelaide's a perfect spot for rugby league. So now, rugby league is a very spiritual game. And we're talking about the city of churches.
Yeah, but let's be honest here. If you lived in Adelaide, you'd also want to be elsewhere.
Well, that's the thing I was going to say, Akmal, is that I've been to Adelaide before. There's a lot going on there.
And
Mandy is a product of that, obviously.
That's right. Yes.
Sterlo.
You know, Sterlo, there is a lot going on in Adelaide, but it's mostly illegal stuff in the dark, Hindley Street.
Well, we have a fair bit of illegal stuff that goes on around rugby league as well.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect place.
It's a good fit.
Let's get to some tips. Sterlo, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to fly through them, even though the Eels are going to the Rabbits tonight. I'm fickle, very fickle. I'm going to go to Cowboys over the Warriors up in Townsville. Roosters to beat the Panthers in a blockbuster. You know, it's a couple of upsets this weekend, including the Titans over the Dogs, like the Dragons against the Eagles. The Broncos to beat the Sharks, the Storm too good for the Knights, and we'll round out at Campbelltown with the Canberra Raiders despite the fact no Jordan Rapana to beat the West Tigers.
Okay.
We've been good the last couple of weeks. This weekend, I've gone for a couple of outsiders, so hopefully they can get the money.
And who did you go for with Eels and Rabbits for tonight? I missed that one.
Yeah, look, I went the Rabbits tonight.
You went the Rabbits?
And they've got all the Origin players back. Like, Anthony Seibold was one coach last week who, after Origin, actually rested his players, and they got the results. So, unfortunately for Parramatta, the likes of Greg Inglis and Angus Crichton and Damien Cook,
tied out.
All come back tonight.
Yeah, they're buggered.
Well, let's hope so. And let's hope that they're well rested for Origin 2, which comes around fairly quickly as well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right, well, thank you for insulting me, Stirlo. Great to chat to you again.
I couldn't see a victory for the Adelaide Rams this weekend.
No, victory for the Rams.
Thanks for the chat, Stirlo.
We'll talk to you next week, mate.
Guys. See ya.
All right, chatting to Stirlo. Thanks to Brian Hilton Honda's 7-year sale. It's on now, 7-year unlimited kilometre warranty and premium roadside assist. BrianHiltonHonda.com.au.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Pick the roundabout.
One of the coast's favourite games, and it's hard to see why. This is where I describe a roundabout, and you guess which one on the Central Coast that it is.
And we literally had, like, a lot of calls.
Yeah, thank you to everyone getting up and getting involved this morning. Yeah. We got Glenn.
We had many calls and 4 accidents.
Mm. Glenn from Lakehaven, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Fantastic. All right, I'm going to describe it. It's a very busy 4-way, mate. You've got Bunnings and a shopping centre down one way, a play centre down the other way, a health club and a garden centre, and you may in fact see a hotted up Commodore doing burnouts.
It's probably Scott.
Well, it might be, yeah. Scott from Gorrican, who's also waiting patiently to talk to us. But Glenn.
Oh, I'm sorry, I meant
Glenn from Lakehaven. Which one is it?
What do you reckon? Where am I from?
You're from Lakehaven, but which roundabout is it?
Lakehaven on Pacific Highway.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
The suspense was fantastic. I like the way you built that up, Glenn. That was really cool.
Yeah, he should be on radio.
You should be.
Very early. Come on, guys.
Oh, dear. What do you do, Glenn? What's happening with your weekend? What's going on?
Oh, weekend, not much. Going to work in my Commodore so I can do some more burnouts.
There you go. That's what we like to hear, Glenn. You keep that Lakehaven tradition going.
All right, mate.
That's it.
We're going to send you along to the baby animals. They're going to be at the Doilo, doilo.com.au. 2GO presents them. You've got free tickets, all right?
Cool, no worries. Thanks, guys.
No worries, Glenn. Mate.
Call again, will you?
And shout out to Scott from Gorrican and a bunch of other people that also called to take part in what is fast becoming the coast's favourite segment.
Yeah. People look forward to it. They say, oh,
every week.
Oh, it's only Monday. Only 4 days to go till
pick the roundabout.
Yeah.
I have no idea why people love this game so much.
I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
No, I love it too.
I am going to eventually run out of roundabouts though. I mean,
nobody's thought about that. No, you just start from the first one again. We go round and round and round.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Wow. Okay. Right. You ready?
Yeah.
Should we hold hands? Do we need to sing Kumbaya?
Let's just look. This is radio. We can just pretend to hold hands.
Okay. Let's just get real serious, though. Okay. Big announcement, guys.
Huge.
Can you feel it?
Oh yeah, I can feel that. Yeah. Stop it.
No, I want to.
No, don't.
You said hold hands.
Okay.
Well, that's not my hand.
Oh, stop it! Now
the big news is that this guy is coming to Australia. Bon Jovi. Yay. This house is not for sale. 2018 Australian tour for 2GO. ANZ Stadium, Saturday, 8th of December. Tickets on sale Friday, June 29 from 1 p.m. at tickettech.com.au.
It's going to be absolutely massive. Oh, and huge. I know people are going to go sick for Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah. He puts on a massive
stadium show.
And he's got good hair.
He's got great hair.
For his age.
He's got a tight butt.
Oh,
did I say that out loud?
Oh. No, you just thought it.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I have something a little bit disgusting to share with you. So if you are currently eating your breakfast or you're thinking about eating your breakfast.
Stop,
well,
don't.
No, just be warned that this is a little bit gross, but it is also very, very fascinating.
I don't find it gross at all. I think
you
it's
don't?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, let me spill the beans. There's a guy in the US who had a motorcycle accident and his foot got a little bit mashed up and it was irretrievable. So the doctors said, we need to amputate your foot.
Oh, yeah.
So he had his foot amputated. And in the US, you're allowed to take your body parts home if you've amputated.
Yeah, because that's the land of the free.
That's right.
It's Australia.
My foot.
Nah, we're hanging on to your foot, mate. Why? But I want it. Nah.
Nah.
It's the law.
It's the law. So he took his foot home.
It's mine.
It's my foot. And he said to some of his friends, hey, who wants to ethically try human flesh?
Oh, yeah, that's,
So what he decided to do was invite 10 people around and cook his foot.
They cooked his foot.
They cooked his foot.
I wonder if, like, a couple of his friends were thinking, man, I really, he's got a nice foot. I would have loved to have eaten it, but what are the chances of,
I know.
That I'd get that chance?
I know.
And now it's here, you know.
I'm fascinated with the fact that it's an ethical way to try human flesh, but he did put it in onions and peppers, salt, pepper, and lime juice, marinated it overnight.
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
Marinating your own foot.
And then he served it on corn tortillas with tomato sauce, and they reckon it was kind of like buffalo but chewier. But out of 10, it got a 6.5 from his mates.
That's a good foot.
That's a good foot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good feet and a good foot.
Yeah, you know, that's a whole new sort of direction that MasterChef can take. You know, body parts.
MasterChef body parts.
Yeah, they just cut up Matt Preston in different pieces.
That'll keep him going for a couple of series.
Oh yeah, at least. But you know, apparently, what the guy who ate most of the foot, he ended up with foot and mouth disease. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, I've been trying to get shows up, me and my colleagues, for 20 years.
Now, when you say shows, you're talking about TV shows.
Television shows. Yeah, comedy shows. You know, written shows that have taken years to develop.
You are a man of many talents, Akmal.
Well, no. Obviously not, because they've all been rejected. But that's okay. I don't mind. As long as they get, you know, they get replaced by other shows that have been well-crafted and well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. Those days are gone. I'm an old man now, thinking back. Those days where you had to actually write scripts and stuff. Forget that stuff. Yesterday, there was last night, there was a show called, it had Funniest Ever Crazy Cats on Channel 7. Funniest Ever, that's the one. And it was an hour of cats doing silly things. That's what we've been reduced to. And nothing would surprise me anymore. You know, if there was like a 24-hour cat channel, 24-hour of cats, the cat channel, the people would watch it.
Yeah.
You know, people like, you know, what? I mean, nothing would surprise me. If there was like the cement channel.
Were you just watching someone pour cement?
Yeah, different cement. You know, I mean, you know.
That could actually be quite satisfying.
What?
To watch somebody pour cement and smooth it all out, or smooth.
You would like that? Watch that?
Not for 24 hours, but not for 20, I'd watch it for 30 seconds.
For a night's entertainment.
Hey, the funny thing is, though, that I'm not a cat person, and I don't...
You're not a cat person. You're a fully human person.
And I'm a dog person. I love my dog.
You're not a... Oh, yeah.
But anyway, yesterday, Matt showed me a cat clip from the internet. I think most people like cat clips. Matt showed me a clip of a cat jumping up, and it was going to jump on this glass-top desk, only the owners took the glass away, and it went whoop, boo.
And they are funny, I must admit. But to make a whole show about it, you know, it was very, you know.
Did you giggle, though? Did you have a couple of giggles?
Had a couple of giggles, yeah. I mean, who doesn't giggle when a cat hurts itself? Right? I mean, really.
My favourite's the cucumber, when they put the cucumber behind the cat. Have you seen these?
No.
So there's a whole series of videos where people wait for their cat to get distracted, and then they put a cucumber behind it, and the cat turns around and sees the cucumber and freaks out and jumps like 6 feet in the air.
Oh, yeah. You can never get enough of that.
I can't get enough of that.
Well, in these shows that you've written and you've tried to get put on air, have you ever thought about putting a cat in them?
Well, I have now. I'm, you know, but I'm going to call it, you know, it's a show about the pussy show.
Oh.
But then, you know, that might...
Nah. I'm not sure about that.
Well, Donald Trump's very positive about it.
Yeah, I'm sure. If you pitched it to him, he'd get behind it
He grabbed it.
He grabbed it
with both hands.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
At some stage during this show, we're giving away tickets to Bon Jovi. Oh, what a great song.
On a steel horse I ride.
Oh, yes. Haven't seen that live.
He's not related in any way to Bon Scott, is he?
No.
They're very different. One's dead, one isn't.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Well, that's a good start.
Yeah, if they're both dead, it'd be, you know.
Well, you wouldn't go to a concert if someone was dead.
They'd be useless tickets. And it'd be a pretty dull show.
Anyway, keep listening. Anytime we could give those away. But I want to talk to you about a different kind of music festival.
Yes.
Held over in Minnesota in the US.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, people get loose at music festivals.
Oh, yeah.
People love to get on it.
Oh, yeah. Unless those dogs get to you.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about getting on the cans.
On the cans.
People love to get on the cans at music festivals, don't they?
Nice cans.
Well, yeah, they like to get their cans out at music festivals
too. I've seen them.
Have you? Yeah.
I've taken my cans out.
Have you? Your little nipples?
Yeah.
Gave them a little airing at a music festival?
Yeah, no one noticed.
No, well, no one would care because at music festivals, everyone's loving it. Everyone's on the cans.
If your nipples are small,
if your nipples are big, no one cares.
Everyone's accepted.
Exactly.
We accept all nipple sizes in this festival.
Akmal, you did stand up at a music festival once, didn't you?
A few times, yeah. I did Splendor. And I
what a weird place to do stand-up, man. They're all there for music.
I know that now. I was on just before The Living End.
And
it was about maybe 20,000 people waiting for The Living End. And this guy comes on and goes, just before we bring The Living End, here's Akmal Sali. Hey, how are you, everybody? You having a good time?
Living End! Bring the Living End back on!
You poor thing.
Living End!
Well,
anyone from out of town? Living End! So, what's with cats?
Living End!
All right, thank you very much. Good night.
Well, there was a music festival over in Minnesota, and a woman got on the cans, and she was walking around.
Well, we don't know what she was on.
You're not
a doctor.
I'm not a doctor. She was clearly not in her normal logical mental state because she made a decision that was really sus, and I'm going to tell you what it was. She saw a truck with a really big exhaust pipe, and she was like, hey, my head could probably fit in that, so I tried it. My head did fit in that. But it didn't come back out. So her head got stuck in an exhaust pipe of a truck.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking about that, thinking how horrible that would be. It'd be claustrophobic and scary. But, yeah, she stuck her head in the exhaust pipe. Now the internet's gone crazy.
Well, it was on the news yesterday.
Oh, was it?
She's world famous now.
2.3 million people have watched her video.
Exactly. For the rest of her life, no matter what she achieves now on, she could get a PhD in pharmacology.
Yeah.
She can find a cure for
pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
And you know what? She will always be known as the woman that stuck her head in an exhaust pipe.
That's right.
Now, the guy that actually owned because they had to call the fire department. Her head was stuck for 45 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
They had to call the fire department to come and dismantle the exhaust pipe and cut her out of it, right? They cut her head out of an exhaust pipe.
I'm just thinking, how do you come to that decision to do that? You must be on serious, chemicals, I think, because maybe the exhaust pipe looked like George Clooney and she wanted to give it a pash. I don't know.
I don't know either.
And luckily the guy didn't drive off and didn't notice the woman's head in there because the cops would have stopped and said, are you got a license for that woman?
Well, he was pretty cool about the whole thing, and she just said, oh, look, I'm just glad you're okay, because he obviously had to get his exhaust cut off.
Yeah.
It was pretty good that he wasn't fuming.
Nice work, yeah.
She was pretty exhausted, though.
Oh, you're on fire.
Well.
Anymore?
No, that's it, I'm done.
That's it?
Sorry. That's all I got, guys.
That's not bad, though.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
We're raising money for Give Me Five for Kids, and you can drop your business card in here at 2GO. Give us $50, we'll give you a shout-out on air. Vinny's have done that.
How cool is that?
In Erina Heights.
Oh, that's my favourite op shop.
Really?
I love that op shop. It's got great stuff in it.
Well, they got a great deal going on. They got a big secret sale going on with designer and quality clothes, homewares, heaps of stuff. So go there, check it out. Corner of Central Coast Highway and Serpentine Road.
Yeah, the Erina Heights shop's there.
9 to 4, Monday to Saturday.
The people there are lovely too.
Lovely people.
Now, this story, guys, is going to turn into space news. So just bear with me. I'll start the story and then it's going to morph into space news.
I look forward to it.
Okay.
I'm listening.
There's a woman called Arnie Liu. And she started experimenting she's studying at MIT, but she started experimenting in the lab making scents, different kind of smells, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, she wanted to...
I know a woman who made different types of smells.
Had she been eating onions?
She was a grandmother.
Okay.
And it wasn't her fault. You can't blame her.
Well, this woman, she had a long-distance relationship going with her partner, and they used to Skype each other, but she said, I wanted the moments to be different, to be infused with smells. And so she decided while they were sort of living apart that she wanted to make some smells of her husband that she could smell regularly while they were separated in different states.
Yeah.
So she decided to make three different smells. She basically took the scent of him after he'd been working out at the gym.
Oh, yeah.
She took a freshly showered smell of him with his aftershave and stuff on.
Yes.
And the last smell was after they'd been having special cuddles. and she made that smell as well.
Three different smells.
Three different smells of her husband, right? The sweaty smell, the post-coital smell, and the freshly showered smell. And then she kind of used these smells to connect with him when she was talking to him on Skype. Now, why are you shaking your head? This is cool.
No.
I think this is awesome. I love a good smell, right?
Yeah, who doesn't? But anyway, you know, after the gym, you like that smell?
I mean, it's a pheromone thing. Women are turned on by smells of their men.
That's
why
I've had trouble with women all my life.
Because you don't smell.
I don't smell.
That's exactly right.
I have no scent.
I think that's a thing.
That woman would not have been attracted to me.
No, but this is where it turns into...
I could give her smells, but not
bad
BO.
Smells.
Yeah.
This is where it turns into space news.
Mm.
And now it's time for space news.
It's news from space.
NASA got in touch with her and said, hey, how about we make some smells for the astronauts so that when they're in space, they've got this little capsule that hangs around their neck and they can just bring it up and smell the Earth. They can smell rain. They can smell their partner. They can have all these different smells so that when they go up into space, which is basically no smell, like it's just going to be, you know, no air and stuff, they can
smell stuff.
Oh, rainforest.
Yeah.
How good's that?
Yeah, Nando's.
Yeah, maybe if you like McDonald's. Nando's.
Chips, yeah.
Chips.
You know, because, you know, Kate Blanchett has a brand of...
A fragrance brand.
And I was always curious... Does it actually smell like Kate Blanchett? Or did they like get a sample from her? Did she give a urine sample or blood or something?
No.
How do they get Kate Blanchett's smell? How do they do that?
Can't answer that.
Well, if you can answer that, give us a call. If you're listening, Kate, how do they get that smell in the bottle?
Mm.
And why is it so expensive?
I think it's just a perfume.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's a smell inspired by Kate Blanchett.
Inspired by her.
So I'd like
the essence of Kate.
Yeah. The essence of Kate.
So if they were to release a cologne that was inspired by Akmal Saleh,
what would it smell like?
Well, it would smell like nothing because I'm missing that gland.
It would smell like your dog poo because your house
is covered
because you step in dog poo all the time. So it'd have hints of dog poo.
Yeah.
Hints of dog poo by Akmal.
With overtones of tofu.
Oh, yes. And I could do the ad too. I'd just like have like my shirt undone. And hints of dog poo. For the ladies.
Have an open linen shirt with your small nipples poking out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hints of dog poo. I like it.
Hints of dog poo with overtones of tofu.
Akmal, the scent.
Akmal Saleh.
Yeah. We should do
the scent.
No, that's terrible.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
My father-in-law, who's a lovely man, he's aging. You know, people age, and his mobility is becoming very restricted.
Yeah,
and it's frustrating because he does stuff. You know, he's a very active man.
Well, I remember you telling me that he's really good with his hands. He works for the men's shed, and he's done lots of woodworking and things.
Yeah, but he's finding it frustrating, and he doesn't want to live with us, but he does want to go to a nursing home. He says that's the worst. You know, I would never go to a nursing home, and I don't see why do people feel like that about nursing homes? I can't wait to get into a nursing home. It just suits me so well.
Yeah.
What could be better than just lying in bed and have someone feed you? I love being fed every day. Mm. And some days you don't even have to go to the toilet. You know, there's someone that does that for you. They have to do it because it's their job. I love that. You know, and I've got cousins who can, you know, break into the, you know, make it like a skeleton key to get into the medicine cabinet.
Oh, right. Okay.
And, you know, well, maybe I don't have to.
The problem is with a lot of, well, the problem for you will be that you can't leave.
I don't want to. Why would you want to leave?
I mean, some things.
No. Everything's there.
Okay.
And I'll have all my, you know, TV and people.
Deep bass. Can you organise the deep bass in the nursing home?
I will put them in the walls.
Okay, so your little room will have deep bass. All the other residents will be trying to sleep.
Yeah, no, they won't try and sleep.
Party in
Akmal's
room.
It'll be
room.
A party at our new, and think, I would love to get into a nursing home now because I'd be the youngest.
Mm.
And suddenly I'd feel really young, you know. Look, I can walk.
Yes.
And I can see you and stuff. I can shower myself, but I choose not to. You know, people can take care of you. Nurses will wash you in a very special way.
Who would I don't think so, but anyway.
Why not? No, no, in a very special way. I mean, in a you know,
caring
in
way,
caring, non-sexual. Mm. I mean, if it turns out that way, then
stop it.
And it's consensual.
Stop it.
What's wrong with that? You know,
God, I think you being a nursing home would be one of the worst things to happen to a nursing home.
What?
Akmal, yeah. Akmal being in a nursing home.
I told my father-in-law, I can't wait to get into a nursing home.
Maybe, here's a thought.
Mm.
Maybe I should do the show with your father-in-law and you can go to the nursing home.
I'm happy with that.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
I know you hate meetings.
There's only one person I've met in my entire life, and I've lived on this earth for a long time now, that loves meetings.
Who's that?
And that's our boss, Peter Yamaralis, because he's Greek, and they, you know, back in the old days, they loved meetings.
They loved to sit around the plaque and have some coffee and talk.
Yeah, stayed in the amphitheater and talk about statistics, and that's why they died out.
Yeah, right.
That's why the collapse of
the civilization.
The Greek Empire collapsed and deservedly, because they had too many meetings.
Well, look, you hate a meeting, and the reason I know you hate a meeting is because you fall asleep in meetings, you lie on the ground in meetings, you stand up on your chair sometimes when you're bored, and you have a few meltdowns in meetings because you can't stand being there. Anyway.
You actually wrapped up the boss one day too.
He said, right, we're winding this up now. Thanks, everyone.
Wrapped up the boss. That's a sort of an industry term that listeners will go, what did the...
Like wrapping up the Oscars and stuff. Yeah, like you but just
it,
wrapped him
it
up.
Sounds like I wrapped him up in Glad Wrap.
No.
Like Bad
that
Boy
Bubby. That wouldn't surprise me either, though.
Remember Bad Boy Bubby?
Yeah, I do. Mm. Anyway, let me tell you about this survey that's been done on Australians.
Yeah, yeah.
Firstly, here's a weird little number for you. Apparently in our lifetime, we're going to go to 8,864 work meetings.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh. That's a lot of meetings.
Well, no, since I started here, I think we've got like another 200 and we're done.
Yeah.
Mm.
We have had a lot of meetings.
You know, the other thing is people in Australia, they get to work and it takes them like 20 minutes before they start doing anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So we should do that.
Yeah, we should.
Every show, we should just have silence.
Mm. Well.
If you're a real Aussie, that's how you do it.
I don't think that's going to work.
No.
73% of people turn up to a meeting with a pen and a pad just so they look busy.
Oh.
33% of people don't actually say a single word when they're in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
13% of people have actually fallen asleep in meetings. Mm. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Have you seen photos of Kim Jong-un and his entourage with papers? Have you seen that? Mm. They got pencils
they're
and pads.
They're writing everything
down.
Well,
they're pretending to write. Oh. I would love to get those pads, and they're beginning, you fat bastard.
7% of people flirt with colleagues.
70?
Oh, yeah. In the meetings.
Oh, 7.
7% of people flirt with colleagues in meetings. How does that happen?
Oh, yeah, footsies.
The footsies under the table. Didn't think of that.
Yeah, I like footsies.
Apparently only 44% of meetings attended are considered to be worth the time.
You know, I went to, I won't say it.
Good, Akmal. Yay. He's self-centered, censored himself.
It's funny though.
Probably inappropriate, let's be honest.
No,
there's no probably about it.
And I do know it's a Friday, but I think we've got two or three meetings after the show today.
I know we do,
No
meeting early for us.
Unfortunately, today. I'm going to, go home and suffocate myself. Instead.
You're going to go home and sleep, mate. We all know it.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
So yesterday, we did something after the show that was pretty special. We visited our friends at Options Disability Support.
They were having a party.
They were. Now, this is where I used to work. I used to do communications for these guys. They're an amazing organisation. They're a not-for-profit organisation. And yesterday, they decided to raise money for Give Me Five for kids. So they had a huge pyjama and fun day where they all wore their jammies, had a bit of fun, playing some games outside in the sun, and they said, would you like to come up? And we went up there to Carryong to see them all.
Yeah.
How much fun was it?
It was
a
good
ball.
Fun, yeah.
It was great.
They had a barbie and they even made me a vegan patty.
I know, how sweet was that?
That was very nice. Yeah.
And they gave us this beautiful painting that they'd done of the Gimme Five hand and the Gimme Five logo.
Mm-hmm.
And they also presented us with a whole heap of money that they'd managed to raise. Now, this is what I find remarkable about this. They're a not-for-profit organisation that would probably have loved to have raised this money for themselves.
Yeah.
But instead, they raised $1,000 for Gimme Five for kids.
Yeah.
What an incredible effort.
It's great. It's
great incredible effort, really. Mm.
But they were very, they had a sense of pride about being able to do that.
Absolutely.
It's they're going to be heartbroken when they find out that I've spent the money.
You haven't spent the money.
No,
but you were having a ball. You were juggling and carrying on like a the class clown. And then Johnny picked you up and put you over his shoulders, which was a little bit frightening for a second there.
It was great. It was really good. It was good. And I pretended to steal the money, and everyone was booing me. I was like the Hamburglar. I'm about the same size as the Hamburglar.
You were like the Hamburglar.
It was good. It was a fun day.
A big thank you to Options Disability for inviting us there and for raising the money as well. Absolutely. All the money's going to Give Me Five for Kids. And you can help out as well and raise some money. 2gofm.com.au is where you can go for all the details and get involved in lots of different ways. You can go to a club at the moment. The clubs are helping us out.
The clubs are helping us out. Yeah. Woolies helping us out.
Woolies are helping us out. But, you know, Woolies is owned by this gentleman called Frank Lowy.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, you know, if you're listening, Frankie, you know, we know each other from way back. Mm. Maybe you should, you know, maybe contribute something.
All right.
You know, he's worth like, what, 100 billion?
Yeah, get the big wigs
Come
involved.
On, yeah, give us a billion or two. It won't even affect you.
Make that up in avocados tomorrow.
It's probably stacked in the behind the couch somewhere. You know.
All right, look, no matter who you are, if you want to help out, please do. 2gofm.com.au is where you can get all the details.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
4324 4444, that's the number to call if you would like to get some Bon Jovi tickets. The band's coming. All you got to do is join the conversation.
Yeah, join the conversation we're about to have. Now, this is about a guy who had to use Twitter to save himself. And I love the way Twitter is becoming this vehicle for people to kind of reach out into the world and say, hey, I need help.
Yeah, you can use it for a lot of things. That's one of the uses. The other one is to just... bag people that you never met.
Be a troll. Mm. But this guy, basically, he was in one of those massage chairs in a Japanese electronics store.
Oh, yeah.
And he was enjoying a massage so much that he fell asleep, which is probably easy done.
Oh, yeah.
But then he didn't wake up, and no one woke him up, and no one saw him sleeping in the chair. And so the shop shut, locked up, shutters down, the whole kabang, like the whole thing. Yeah. And he was left in the shop asleep in the massage chair. So then when he woke up, he's like, oh, my God, you know, how do I get out of here? He had to tweet and say, I'm locked in. Can someone help come and get me?
That's a good chair.
It's a great chair.
Because you see these chairs at airports and, you know, you go, I'm just not interested. If I want to, you know.
I've done it a few times. I love those $2 massage chairs.
Really?
Yeah.
Happy ending?
No happy ending.
Oh.
Not in a public place. That's not going to be cool.
I could tell you a story, but I won't.
Don't.
No, but seriously, it's a true story. I'll tell you
about somebody who had a happy ending on a massage chair?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
At the airport.
Inappropriate.
I swear to God, true story.
Inappropriate. Very inappropriate.
You're telling me.
But for me, I'm a really light sleeper, so I don't know how this happens, but this can happen from time to time where people fall asleep. And then,
You know when
wake up and things have changed.
They say, like, light sleepers sleep with the light on. I'm a hard sleeper. Thank you very much.
Anyway.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah, okay. I think most people did. But
you're a heavy sleeper.
I'm a very heavy
He's
sleeper.
He's a very hard sleeper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when you have your baby in a couple of weeks, you won't be.
No. Yeah, no, that'll
Sucked
be
in.
More interesting. I actually had a mate in Wagga who fell asleep in a very odd place. He was at a pub. It was known for its live music, so he was seeing a band that was really loud and whatnot. He was really tired, had a massive week. So
had he been on the cans?
He'd had a few drinks, you know, of course. It's a live music venue. He's enjoying himself. So he needed to go to the bathroom, went into the stall, sat down, did his business, and actually fell asleep.
In the toilet.
On the can. Oh, yeah. And then, no, it gets worse.
It gets worse.
He fell asleep on the can. He fell asleep, and he was so out of it. He just slept through everything. He slept through the closing of the pub. The pub closed at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
He woke up on the can, finished, and then his business, and then got up, went outside. There was no one in the pub. He was locked in the pub.
Oh. Yeah.
It's almost like a dream come true. But
it is, isn't it?
He didn't know what to do.
It's great.
He was locked in the pub, no one around. It was just, it was one of these surreal moments. Be like, how did I end up here? Yeah.
It's like a kid in some sort of store.
Like a kid in a lolly shop.
That's right. Yeah.
Look, this is what we're asking this morning. What did you sleep through? Have you fallen asleep in these sort of circumstances?
I slept on a train a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I missed my stop by like an hour and a half.
Oh,
I ended up past Wollongong. And, you know, when you break...
Well, you were supposed to get off in Sydney and you ended up past Wollongong.
Yeah, I was supposed to get off in Campsie. And I got off. Well, it wasn't even Wollongong. It was past Wollongong. And I woke up and things, there was just suddenly fields. And I thought my, I thought I had died and gone to hell. Because, you know, if you've been to Wollongong.
Yeah, well, this is what we want to know on 4324444. What's your story? What did you sleep through?
What did you sleep through? Give us a call right now. You might even score yourself some tickets to Bon Jovi.
4324444. Call right now. Let us know, what did you sleep through? Bon Jovi tickets. They are coming to Australia June 29th. You can get your tickets. Oh, sorry, 8th of December they're here, but June 29th is when you can get your tickets. Tickettech.com.au.
We've got Glenn from Warner Vale. Is this you, Glenn, that fell asleep?
Yes, yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, so what happened?
Wife bought me a massage at a day spa, and fantastic present. Mm-hmm. And it was after a hard day's work. I went there and lied down on the table and completely fell asleep. Don't remember anything about it. The lady woke me up after it. it was incredible. I got home, the wife said, so how was it? Yeah, it was fantastic. I couldn't remember one thing about it. The whole thing.
Oh, wow. That's a bit of a shame, isn't it? Because they are delicious massages. Let's go to Matt in Batow Bay.
Delicious, did you say?
They're beautiful.
How do you get massaged?
Oh, no, massages are lovely.
It's one of those, like, do they pour things on
Matt
you?
Matt from Batow Bay, where'd you fall asleep?
It wasn't me. It was actually one of my best mates. We took him out about 9 years ago for his birthday.
Yep.
I won't say where, but it's a massive club on the coast.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he got pretty drunk, as you do on your birthday.
Yep.
And we couldn't find him. He disappeared. Anyway, he'd fallen asleep in the fire exit.
Did you actually find him before you went home, though?
No, we couldn't find him. So we just thought, you know, he might have went home with a girl or something like that. So we just left it. Anyway, he woke up and he walked out into the actual club and he got himself a drink, sat down, played roulette. He ended up winning on roulette. He ended up calling us from the club saying, I'm still at the club. So he walked back out of the fire exit, went back the next day and collected his winnings. They looked at the time on the on the roulette ticket, and they sort of looked at him weird, but they didn't say anything, but they paid him.
Wow.
That is a top night, hey?
That's a top
That's
night
a good
out.
Birthday.
It is indeed.
You know, I have a friend, Dominic O'Kieran, who woke up in a church and has no memory of how he ended up, and he had to break out of the church.
He was praying,
please, God, get me out of this church.
Stop. Scott from Canwell, where were you asleep?
On a train, but we had a big night. Me and the boys had a big night up at Newcastle.
Oh, yeah.
It's always about the big night.
This is back in my 20s, a long time ago. Mm. I went up to Newey, and then instead of getting off at Wyong on the way back, I'd fallen asleep, woken up in Central, and then then they kick you off that train, go to another platform to go back to on the Newcastle line.
Yeah.
I fell asleep again, missed the Wyong stop, ended up in Newcastle again. only to get back on the train again, back down to Wyong, fallen asleep again, woken up at Central again. And then when I've come back, I still slept and didn't get off at Wyong, but I didn't end up in Newcastle, ended up at Wyong.
Man, that's
are unbelievable.
What were you on, Scott?
Oh, big night. Just a big old night for Scotty.
I think we found the winner.
You go to Bon Jovi, Scott.
Hey!
Yeah, well done.
So it might have been a crappy night, but you've scored Bon Jovi.
We need you to send us a urine sample. Because I don't think that was just alcohol.
Oh, dude, thanks.
Hold
the line there, Scott. Producer Al will help you out with those
tickets.
Bon Jovi, they are going to come here. This house is not for sale. 2018 Australian Tour for 2GO. ANZ Stadium, Saturday, 8th of December, 2018. Tickets on sale Friday, June 29, from 1 p.m. Ticketek.com.au. And I think we learnt something from all those callers.
Yes.
You got to drink responsibly, but also...
travel on...
Sleep responsibly.
Oh, sleep responsibly. See? Thank you.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Just want to do a shout out right now because we've got this thing going on, Forgive Me Fine for Kids, where if you bring in a business client to the station here and donate $50, we'll give your business a shout out. Vinny's did that. Vinny's Erina Heights, and they've got a great sale going on at the moment. Secret sale. They've got heaps of great stuff
for
sale.
Well, you're
sharing the secret with everyone.
I know, but that's the name of the sale.
This is the Vinny's op shop, yeah?
Yeah.
I love Vinny's.
In Erina Heights. Yeah.
Great op shop.
So go buy some stuff from them. Great people. Thank you for your donation helping out Give Me Five.
No worries.
Perfect. And they do play 2GO in that Vinny's too, which I find quite good.
So they're the ones. We've been trying to find out who.
Which one, yeah.
Now, you know, before I took on this job, if you can call it a job, I mean, would you call it a job?
Oh, well.
Yeah. We love coming here.
We do. Just get up, roll out of bed, have a yarn.
Having a bit of a chat, you know, having a meeting.
Having a couple of meetings.
Come on, Pete. Give us another meeting.
You love our boss, Pete. You love his meetings.
I love him. Yeah, I love
him.
Anyway,
before you got this job.
Yeah, I used to travel a lot. Mm-hmm. And I used to, you know, try and, you know, it's these days it's getting harder to joke at airports.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man, you find that the hard way.
Yeah.
You know.
All you have to do is say, I got a bomb, and then.
Yeah, I got a nice bomb.
Mm.
Did I say bomb or bum? Oh, see, people who don't pronounce their words correctly can end up in prison.
Exactly.
Imagine that. Sort of a addiction-related infringement offense. But this little kid is a genius. This is quite a trend, actually, to have fun with signs. You know, when people are arriving at airports and you have a sign welcoming them, say, welcome home. Or Xi Jinping, or you know, whatever.
Yep.
Usually, so it's the
sometimes
show.
It's the company name. It's the company name. It's the name of Mr. Kennedy, and then there's the company or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But this little kid was a genius. He was waiting for his mum to come from a business trip,
mm-hmm.
and he put on the on a big bit of cardboard, "Welcome home from prison, mum." And she was really embarrassed because everyone was watching. Yeah, they didn't know if it was real or not.
That's fun.
You know, I had a similar sign saying "Welcome to prison" when Chappelle Corby was in Bali.
Oh, right.
I was there at the same time. Welcome, believe it or not. Yeah, and she gave me a big bag, a boogie bag one.
Wow, and, you were lucky to get out of that one alive.
Oh yeah, we partied hard. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a trend now to kind of embarrass people.
There was another sign they talked about.
There was another sign. This is an Aussie guy I'm very proud of this. He was waiting for his girlfriend to arrive and he wanted to embarrass her because that's always a good thing. Mm. To embarrass the lady you're chasing. that men just don't have any idea. So he held up a sign saying, even though we're cousins, I still want to marry you. And she didn't see the funny side.
See, this is giving me some ideas because I love embarrassing my family, and my mum and dad are in Adelaide and they fly in all the time.
Oh, there you go.
I'm thinking about making a sign that says, welcome, Dad. I hope your colonoscopy went well.
Something like that. That's
how
great.
How good's that?
Yeah.
And how is his colonoscopy?
Oh, fine. No, he's good.
Yeah. If he needs me to, you know, examine him, I'm a doctor.
Okay.
Just let him know, Mr. Coolin.
I will. Alfie.
Alfie?
I'll tell Alfie that you're ready to say.
Drop your decks, Alfie.
And cough.
And bend over. That's it. Oh, you're fine. And,
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
It's about time for us to get out of here, which means we have to play our favourite song.
Hello. I must be going. I cannot stay.
Well,
I
what a show it's been. I think this has been the best show ever. That's because I don't have any memory beyond
the last
3.5 hours.
Oh.
Well, do you remember the calls we took for people sleeping through things? The guy that slept on the train to
that
Newcastle
was
hysterical. And the Central Coast.
Seriously, that is going to make me laugh
all weekend.
That's
ringing a bell. Yeah.
That was
back
so
now.
Funny.
Yeah.
What about the guy that cooked his own foot after it was amputated?
That's right. We started the show with the guy that cooked his own foot.
That's right.
Had a dinner party, and they all sat down and ate his foot. If you missed that, get on the catch-up.
Yeah, catch-up. 2GOFM.
Like a bit of foot.
2GOFM.com.au or download the app as well.
He literally put his foot in his mouth.
Yeah, that's right. Foot-long chili dog.
Very good, very good. Look, up next, Mickey D is going to be in the studio, and they got the battle of the decades going on at the moment. You can let us know which one you think is the best decade of all time. 2GOFM.com.au. Now, Mandy, yesterday you said you really like, was it the 70s?
The
Don't
70s,
Stop?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Don't Stop Till You Get It On.
This is such a good song. Off the Wall, what an album.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Michael Jackson grabbed his crutch almost as often as Mickey D does.
Mm, it's true, they've got that in common, that's for sure.
Akmal, you quite like the 80s. You mentioned this one would be yours.
Yeah.
Great song.
Probably
one of their best, I reckon.
Mm. Not bad. Not bad. See, I'm going to go 90s, and I want you to try and guess what year this one was released. Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
I'm going to say 94.
91.
It is 91. Yeah, congratulations. You
know, yeah, Google's a great thing. Yes.
Look, Mickey You're D's up next. The battle continues. Yeah. We're out of here. We'll catch you Monday, 5:30. Have a safe weekend. Bye.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.